At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you with spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio. My name is Michael, and I'm the host of this program, and I just want to welcome you to the program. So hopefully you're having a great day, and I'm having an okay day. My emotions seem a little off today, but I don't know, might be a storm system moving in or stuff. Maybe you're feeling the same way. Maybe you're feeling a little bit off balance today. So before we go any farther, we are going to do a grounding exercise. Okay, if you're new to this, I will walk you through it. If you've been around, you know what we're doing, so just do it with me, okay? And let's put our feet flat on the floor for me, please. And then I want you to close your eyes. And now I want you to visualize yourself as a tree. Yeah, any tree. You know, this is a really cool time because you can make yourself any tree you want to make yourself. I always make myself an oak tree. I don't know exactly why, but I always make myself a mighty oak. Just close your eyes and just visualize yourself as a tree. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to visualize roots going out of you. You know, every tree has roots. So I want to see roots going out of you into Mother Earth. And now I just want to see you stabilizing, just balancing, just finding that center, finding your place in spirit. Okay, now what I want you to do is I want you to take a deep breath in for me. Let's breathe in together. And let's breathe out together. Let's take another deep breath in. Hold it as long as you can. And let it out. Okay, let's take another deep breath in. Hold it as long as you can, and breathe out. Deep breathing really helps you calm down and helps bring everything into balance here. So you can open your eyes, and we can start the program. The card for the show today comes from my Gaia deck, and it's a purification water card. And it says, at the bottom of the card, it says, emotional cleansing, rejuvenation. I want to say that again, emotional cleansing, rejuvenation. I want to focus on the word rejuvenation. That's where we are right now. Spirit is rejuvenating us, recharging us, bringing us into where we need to be. And to do that, we have to go through some emotional cleansing because as human beings, we carry a lot of baggage that we don't need to carry. I'm going to be talking about some of that today because we're going to look at 9 steps. And hold on, don't run away or anything. We're going to be looking at 9 steps on how to forgive yourself. You know, I think a lot of times it's easy for us to forgive others, but it's double hard for us to forgive ourselves. So we're going to look at 9 steps today. I'm going to give you 9 steps to help you on learning how to forgive you. You know, we talk about a lot on this program about loving yourself and taking care of yourself. And I believe that everything starts with you. I can't help anybody else if I can't help myself. And if I don't love myself, how can I love you? Luckily, I do love myself, and so I can love you. But, I mean, there are still areas of my life, you know, that I need work on. I'm not totally perfect. You know, Michael has some rough edges every once in a while, just like you. But that doesn't mean that we're a bad person. It just means we have rough edges. And we can smooth those rough edges out with the help of Spirit and with the help of our angels. But today, you know, really look at your emotion cleansing. Let that water of the Spirit just flood over the top of you and wash away all of that negativity, all that baggage, all that stuff. And in the last few days, my friends, a lot of stuff has been coming up with me. And I know that Spirit wants me to work on certain things. You know, when we think that we've dealt with something and then it pops back in our path and we have the same emotions that we had, then that means that we probably haven't dealt with it. And there's a lot of that going on right now. So let it come up. Get rid of it. Ask your angels to help you heal. Okay? All right? And forgiving, not just other people, but forgiving yourself, is for yourself. To help you move forward. All right? So we're going to be talking about that as we go on in the program. But right now, we're going to open with prayer, and then we're going to open with a song. And then we'll take your calls. I will tell you, I have several callers on the switchboard. I'm going to give you a call-in number, and you can call in. I can't guarantee you'll get on with me, but I'm going to give you the call-in number to the program. It is 347-327-9316. Right now, there's 10 callers on my switchboard. Okay? The chances of you getting on, you know, are slim, but you can call in if you like, 347-327-9316. I'll try to get you on. I do go through calls pretty quick, so we'll try to get you on, okay? So hang in there with me, guys. Your calls are coming up, so don't go anywhere. Let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for your spirit of stability, your balance. When we feel a little bit off balance, we can focus on you and we can find that balance. We can put our roots down and we can be that tree by the living water that cannot be moved. And Father, Mother God, that's what I pray today for myself and my emotions and myself. And I pray that for my listeners right now as well, that you would stabilize them. I know a lot of people are going through stuff right now. Father, Mother God, I just pray for every man, every boy, every woman, every girl on our planet right now, and I send love and healing and peace into their lives, and I pray that you would just touch them right now. And Father, Mother God, please use me as that vessel today on this program that you always do, and let me totally move out of the way. Don't let any of Michael be in the way today. Just flow through me, and that's what I always ask every day. Father, Mother God, I just pray that you would do that today. Father, Mother God, the storm system that's around me today, and maybe there are storm systems around some of my listeners today, I pray that you would just move right now and that you would just make this system go away, that it wouldn't be as strong as they're saying it's going to be. And Father, Mother God, we just thank you for that. Father, Mother God, we just thank you for all the things that you do in our lives, the big things, the little things, all the things, and I thank you for that. I thank you for the gifts that are inside of all of us, that spirit inside of all of us, and I thank you for that. Surround us right now with the white light of the Holy Spirit, and we say namaste, and we say amen, okay? Actually, we're going to go ahead and take some calls, then we'll play a song, all right? 601, you're on there with me. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you? How can I help?
I'm great. I just wanted to see, like, are there any messages for on the spiritual side for me?
Okay, I'm having a hard time hearing you. I'm really sorry. I don't know if it's me or if it's the phone lines in between us, but I'm having a hard time hearing you. Could I get your name, though, before we go any farther?
Say it again now.
Could I get your name?
Yeah, it's Cortelius Spencer.
Oh, okay. Okay, and what was your question again?
I just wanted to know, are there any messages for me on the spiritual side?
Okay. Like I said, I'm having a hard time hearing you. I'm going to pull some cards for you, but I'm having a hard time hearing you. I really apologize for that. I don't know why. But let me go ahead and pull some cards for you, okay? And maybe that will help. Because I think that you're wondering what's up ahead for you on the spiritual side of your life. So let's go ahead and pull some cards for you and find out what's going on, okay? All right. The very first card that I pulled for you is a peace card, and it says dissolving unwanted and disturbing thoughts. So right now, I really feel like that you're having some problems with your thought patterns, and I feel like that this has been going on for a while now. And so, but the one thing that I really feel like is coming your way, and you're probably going to feel this as you go in out of April and into May, you're really going to feel that getting clearer, your mind more focused, a lot of things happening for you. So I really feel like that this is a peace is coming into your life, and a lot of dissolving and unwanted and disturbing thoughts. All those things are going away. But you got to do the work too. You got to take some steps to help, you know, spirit. Yeah, the next card is the purification card. Talks about bare essentials, the naked truth. So really look at the truth of your situation right now. Excuse me. And really look at what spirits, you know, that intuition inside of all of us is right there. So I would just pay attention to that little still voice inside of you, and it will lead you and guide you. There are some steps that you need to take to help yourself. Again, I think some of that is what we're going to be talking about today is forgiving yourself. I feel like that there's a situation, something that is sort of maybe not even on your conscious mind, but it's in your subconscious mind, and it's something that you really need to focus on. Hopefully that helps, and I do appreciate you calling in. I'm sorry that I couldn't talk to you live, but I just was having a hard time hearing you. 805, you are on there with me. Hello?
Oh, hello?
Hi, can I get you? Yeah. How are you today?
Oh, good, Michael. This is Donna. How are you?
I'm good, Donna. How can I help you today?
Good. Yeah, I wanted to know if my finances are going to get better, and I kind of depend on winning things and, you know, luck and...
Okay.
You know, things like that.
All right. yeah, and that's a good thing. That's, you know, a lot of times, you know, I do the same thing. I'll sometimes be at a store and all of a sudden, you know, Spirit says, hey, Michael, buy a lottery ticket, you know, do something, you know. And a lot of times we miss things like that because, you know, we think, okay, you know, I don't know about that, but, you know, I win, might not win big, but I usually win some money and it helps. So, but the one thing that I tell you, I do see your financial situation getting better. Definitely in May. I don't know what's happening. What's happening in May?
I might be going back east with my elderly friend, and he's going to leave me in his trust and whatnot. I might help his sister and get paid for that.
Yeah, because I felt like it was something around that. I felt like it was. I kept seeing some legal things, but nothing, you know, negative, you know. So I did see a couple of lawyers when I was looking at stuff, so that might make sense. Usually I see lawyers to represent legal stuff to me. But I definitely feel like that May is a good month for you financially. And as you go into the rest of the summer, I don't see any really worries, anything that I'm concerned about for you. You know, there could be something as you go out of summer, something to watch about your health, but I don't see it being anything serious. You know, it could be just a cold or, you know, something like that. But Spirit is concerned about your health. Looks like about August, September. So you might just pay attention. Do you have blood pressure problems? Why would I see blood pressure problems?
Well, high cholesterol.
Okay. Yeah, you might check your blood pressure because they keep focusing on blood pressure with you.
Okay.
So you might want to look at that just to be on the safe side, you know, check with
your
doctor. You know, be sure everything's okay. I'm hoping it is, and all things are, you know, subject to change, and that's a really cool thing. But your financial situation, to answer your question, your financial situation does get better as you go into May. And I do feel like it is. With a move, because I did see a move for you as well. A physical move for you. It looks like, to me, it looks like about June or July on a physical move for you.
Oh, because my friend's going to be moving out here, my elderly friend who I'm going to be looking after, and
okay,
he's going to buy a home or a condo.
Yeah. Yeah, that might be the move that I'm seeing, because you were talking about your friend, so that might be the move that I'm seeing that is associated with you. But I do feel like that there is – they keep telling me that there's a physical move for you, so I'm going to go with that. I do see you physically moving.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that would be – so that might be a good thing. I don't know. Hopefully it's a good thing.
Yeah, why not?
Be open to that. Well, the one thing that's really going on right now for a lot of people is a lot of people are moving around right now. I think that spirit's putting everybody in place. There's a lot of people that are moving. So that's a really cool thing. I appreciate you calling in, and hopefully that helps.
Yeah, a lot. Thanks a lot, Michael. Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Everybody hold on for just a second. Live radio, and I got to close the door that just flew open. So hold on for just a second. We're going to have dead air for just a second. Hold on. Of live radio. All right. Thank you for bearing with me. 229, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hey, Michael. This is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. How can I help you today? I haven't heard from you for a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, I just wanted to ask you about, I have an interview coming up in the morning for that coaching job I've been praying and praying and praying about. I finally got to talk to the head coach this morning. And I just want to know how the interview will go.
Okay. Well, the interview is going to go well. I really feel that, Melvin. And the one thing that I want you to do today is I want you to manifest this job. What Spirit wants you to do is see yourself coaching, okay? We got to see yourself coaching, okay? The other thing, tomorrow when you have this interview, go in there with confidence. You know, you know. Act like you own the place almost, you know, go in there with that attitude, because they're looking for somebody confident. They're looking for somebody with leadership abilities. You have that. A lot of times you overlook that. A lot of times your fear get in the way. And so what I would tell you is have confidence, manifest this job. I'm expecting to hear from you tomorrow or, the next time I'm on and you telling me that you have this job, because I believe you do.
Okay.
All right.
I believe it too, Michael.
Yeah, you know, let's see it done, okay? Let's see you doing this, because you have leadership quality. These people could benefit from your guidance, and so let's see this done for you, okay?
Yes, sir. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Melvin.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations, because I'm going to tell you congratulations, and we're going to see this done, and let me know that you have this, some next time I'm on, okay?
Okay. Is there anything else? Are you picking up on me, Michael?
Right now, the one thing that Spirit keeps focusing on with you is confidence, confidence, confidence. In every area of your life, Melvin, not just with this job, but in every area of your life. And because I feel like that your confidence have come under attack a little bit. You're feeling a little wobbly to me. Yeah. Build that confidence back up. Trust yourself. You're an awesome person. You got to see yourself as an awesome person, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Melvin. All right, no problem.
Take care.
Right, bye. No problem. I love you too. Bye-bye. All right. Man. Let's go ahead and pray for Melvin right now. And let's pray that this is done. He's really wanting this. And so I'm going to ask you, as a family, which I believe that we are, and let's go ahead and pray for Melvin right now and help build up his confidence and let's just see this done, okay? Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for Melvin. I thank you for his energy. I thank you for what he brings into my life every time he calls in here. I just love him, and I love what you're doing in his life. And Father, Mother, God, right now he has an interview tomorrow, and we're asking that if this is for his higher good, which I know it is, that you would bring this into his path. And we thank you for it. We thank you for all things that you're bringing into his life right now. And we thank you for it. And we say that it's done. And we see it so. And we say namaste. And we say amen. All right, let's move on to the next call here. 847. Hi.
Hi, this is Jill.
Hi, Jill. How can I help you today?
Okay, today's a big election day where I live.
Okay.
Will we get a new mayor, and will he give me a job?
Okay. All right. Yes and yes. That was easy.
Really?
Yeah, I'm saying yes, yes.
Okay.
My spirit guide's funny. My spirit guide is really funny. He has this sign, and he says, elect me, and he's carrying it around. And so that's
really.
Yeah, so I'm saying that you're definitely going to get a new mayor. I definitely see a new job for you. I would say, and I'm going to go out on a huge limb here. I'm going to say by the end of May, you're working.
Okay.
Okay.
Making good money.
Making excellent money. Beyond good, excellent money. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, and congratulations on that. Maybe today is congratulation day because I just congratulated a Melvin on his job. I definitely see you working. Your city needs a new mayor, and so I definitely see new leadership for you today.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. All right.
Thank
bye-bye.
You for helping everybody.
Thank you. I appreciate you. All right. Bye bye.
Right. Bye bye.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, definitely. Okay. I don't have anybody helping me on phones today, so I need 229. I need you to either push a 1 again or hang up. And I think that that's all I need right now. 631. Hi.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm good. How can I help you?
I'm just looking to find out. I own my own business, and I'm just wondering if I should stay this route or should I go back into corporate America?
Okay. Okay. Could I get your name, please? It would help me.
Sure.
Type
I'm
into
sorry.
Your
it's Don.
Don. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. I appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate your patience too. It takes me a while sometimes to get to callers.
No problem. The one thing
that I will tell you, I definitely keep seeing. That this business is going to work. So my advice to you is to stay at this moment in time. I'm going to go with stay with what you're doing. I feel like that you were in corporate America. I feel like that just wasn't the right fit for you. I know that right now businesses are a little shaky because of the economy and all the stuff that's going on right now with our planet. But my advice to you is to stay right where you're doing because I really feel like that it's something that you love. Yes, it's shaky right now, but I would stick with the business. Okay?
Great. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. I appreciate you calling in. All right, bye-bye. Okay, let's move on. Let's go to – hold on. We got to get this call. There we go. My switchboard sometimes doesn't cooperate with me. I'm going to give out the call-in number because we are down on calls a little bit. So there's only a few more people ahead of you. So the call-in number to this program is 347-327-9316, 347-327-9316. Let's talk to I think this is coming from another country, so hold on. I'm going to say hi. Hi.
Hi, Michael. It's Mimi calling from Hong Kong.
Okay, well, I thought that you were calling from someplace else beside the United States because your number
yes.
was longer. Okay, so,
it's 852. Yes, it's
yeah,
the area
yeah.
code. Right, right. And how are you, Michael, this morning?
I am good. How are things in Hong Kong?
Well, it's 11:30, my local Ooh. Time, p.m.
Right. Well, man, you're up late. So
yeah, because I want to listen to your show, and
I
like to see how things
well,
goes. Yeah.
I appreciate it. Do you have a question that I can help you with today?
Oh, yes, yes. That's. I'm going to have a quick question. You know, now something really puzzled in my mind. You know, we have a maid in Hong Kong, a domestic helper. And, you know, she kind of like to stay or to leave, you know. And she always like that when it's time to renew her contract. She loves to play kind of mind games to us.
Right.
So this time I'd like to see, because her contract is going to be expired in July. And do you think she will stay?
Okay. She definitely plays games with you. What I'm feeling like is that somebody else is coming in. I feel like that it's time to maybe look at alternatives like somebody else. And my advice, what I'm picking up with you is, you know, I don't want her to lose her job, but, you know, also I think that she's just not the right fit for you anymore. And so I feel like that somebody else is coming in. Does that make any sense to you? I just feel like that there is going to be somebody else that is going to be, you know, that won't play these games and won't do this kind of stuff. Does that make any sense?
Well, because, you know, every time she does this, you know, she has been working for us for 12 years. So
That's a long time.
Yeah. Every time when the contract time comes up, she likes to do it. But, you know, she has been not coming back for holiday once, you know. She stayed back in her hometown, Indonesia, for 2 years, and now it's time for her to renew the contract, you know.
Right.
So sometimes she told me, you know, she gives me different excuses. You know, sometimes you said, oh, your mom does not want me to stay, and my family want me to go back. Oh, I don't want, I you know, I'm not feeling well, but I still need the money, but I'll go. So I don't know what she's trying to do.
Yeah, I think that she, right now, like with everybody on our planet, she's all over the place at the moment. And I don't think that she really knows what she wants. But what I'm telling you on what I'm seeing, and like I said, I don't want her to lose her job, but I also think that it is time for you to bring somebody new in there. I just feel like the new energy, it would be good for you and your family. And, you know, we wish her well. You know, we don't want it. You know, we send her on her way with love and peace. but you know, I really feel like that my advice to you would be, I feel like that it's time for you to really consider bringing somebody else in there.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
Hopefully that helps. All right. You
bye-bye.
Enjoy your evening. All right. Get some
sleep. Okay. You too.
Right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah. Now, that's pretty cool. You know, that's one thing I love about this show. You just never know who's on the other end of the phone. And it's just really cool to hear from Hong Kong. That's just, I'm like, what? Yeah. So that's pretty cool. All right. 360. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. How can I help you?
Well, I kind of have a situation with this couple. Kelly and Gina, and I'm wondering, you know, if that's going to escalate or if I should get the law involved or.
Okay. All right. The one thing that I need from you to help me is I need your name, please.
My name is Lori.
Okay, Lori. Thank you, Lori. Because it just helps me tap into your energy. A lot better. Okay. Can you ask a question one more time, please? I have it, but I just want to hear it one more time just to be sure I have the right information before I give it to you.
Well, I'm having some problems with this business situation that I had with Kelly and Gina. Kelly's the guy and Gina's the wife. And then Kelly decided to change all the rule, go against the law of my license. And
okay. All right. I already have the answer, and here's the answer. Unfortunately, I do see that there's going to have some legal action taken care of here. So I would go ahead with that. I hate to see that. I really hate to see that. But this is the only way I feel like that this is going to be resolved. I do feel like that it will be resolved, and I do feel like it will be in your favor. But there is definitely going to have to be some legal action here. Especially for him, he just has to know that you mean business and stuff like that. And a lot of times, unfortunately, people don't pay attention until there's, you know, some legal action. And so with this, I would say some legal action is necessary. But like I said, everything should resolve itself here. By the end of the month, this should be pretty well resolved.
Well, see, he it's felonious what he's doing now.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, like I said, he's just not, you know, he's just not a stand-up kind of guy. And so, just a lot of deception. going on with him at the moment. So, like I said, legal steps in order, okay?
Do you see me getting into any kind of trouble?
I don't see you getting in any trouble. I don't see anything that would get you in trouble, no. I don't see anything to worry about.
So do you think I should go to the police directly?
What I would do, my advice to you would to contact an attorney first, and then
and then
take legal steps in the advice of your attorney. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Yeah. But I do feel like that's going to be okay, so don't worry, don't stress out. I know that legal stuff can get a little scary and a little hairy and all that stuff, but I totally understand that apprehension and that fear. But I would definitely go to an attorney and then, take steps, legal steps under his advice, okay? 205, you're on air with me.
Hello?
Hi, hello.
Hey, my name is Robbie, and I want to know if you see me moving anytime soon.
Yes, you should be moved, looks like about mid-May.
Mid-May?
Yes.
Okay, and do you see me getting into a relationship with a man named Jim?
Yes, is this move towards that? Is this move towards that relationship, or...?
Sorta.
Okay. I definitely feel like that there is a possibility. I'm gonna say possibility of a relationship here. And what I mean by that, and please listen to what Spirit wants to say to you, I feel like that there has to be some communication in this relationship. Is this pretty new? Is this just starting, or is it not even begun yet? Because I feel like a lot of newness with this.
Well, we've been platonic friends for about 4 years, so I just want it to be more. I just don't know if it ever will be.
Yeah, I feel like that. You know, if you just continue manifesting this and praying for this, I believe that it will be. But right now, all he wants, and this, this is what I'm seeing. All he wants right now is a friendship with you. I think a lot of this, is him being afraid. I feel like that there's been a past relationship that hurt him, and he's just afraid to open up again. There's a lot of people like that and on our planet, and that just is hurting him. So my advice to you would be to, continue being his friend, continue being there for him, and just see this developing, because I do feel like that this could develop into a serious relationship. But it's going to take a lot of communication, and it's going to take a lot of patience on your part, because this is going to be a slow process, okay? But slow things, a lot of times are those things that are stronger, and they stand the test of time. But I do feel like that there is a relationship possible here, but it's going to take him really healing and really wanting to move forward, okay?
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. Sounds great.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, bye-bye. So far, my last call, right now, anyhow, is the next call I take will be 604. Hi.
Good morning. Thank you, Michael. Hi, I'm Charlene.
Charlene, how can I help you?
My relationship. I'm just wondering how that figure. It's been... There's a lot of things going on for him. So anyway, just wondering, does he plan future with me? Because he's been a little bit estranged, but he's closing his business, so there's things happening.
Yeah. With him, there's a lot of stress right now. I'm hearing an echo, and
I'm on a VoIP system. I'm sorry. It's not you. It's my telephone line.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's okay. We'll work through it. But the one thing that I would tell you is I feel like a lot of stuff on his part. I'm going to close this for just a second while I talk to you. That way I won't have the echo, because the echo was distracting maybe, but stay right there. But the one thing that I would tell you is that I feel like that he's a lot distracted right now. A lot of emotional stuff is going on with him. That's what I keep picking up. Something to do with business. I think he said that he's closing a deal or something. But I'm going to have to put you back on here because I've lost focus here all of a sudden. Now, has there been a lot of confusion with you as well? Because I feel a lot of confusion with you guys.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, not knowing what to do, not knowing where you want to go. Right now, with what I'm picking up for you, is I'm going to say at this moment that you need to take a step back on this. That doesn't mean that this relationship's over. Please listen to what Spirit wants to say, okay? But I do feel like that at this time, you just need to take a step back a little bit from this, because it's just a lot of confusion around this, and I feel a lot of this is coming from him. I feel like that you want things to advance and move forward, but he is not even near the book on this. What I'm feeling emotionally right now, and this could be a lot of, you know, a lot of family stuff, a lot of other stuff going on in his life. And I will tell you that I do see somebody like around him, not like in a romantic sense, but around him, giving him advice or something. But I don't think it's with the relationship. I feel like it's with whatever else is going on in his life. But that's just a lot of distraction right now. Does that make any sense to you? Because I just feel very distracted on this.
Oh, he's extraordinarily busy, and he does have a lot of things going on, and it's been draining. It's been draining. You know, I feel that there's a lot of love between us, but man.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's not that commitment, and there's not that. I mean, you know, he's just not. The one thing that I will say is that I just don't see him actually communicating the way you'd want him to communicate with you. So right now what I would do on this is I would take a step backward. You know, what that means is you just regroup and you really look at this. What I would do is, and I give this advice to a lot of people in this kind of situation, what I would do is get a piece of paper, write down all the pros of staying in this relationship and all the cons. And if one of those outweigh the other one, then you're going to have a decision to make. But I do feel like at this time that, you know, if you just be patient with this. Talk to him as best as you can and let him know. But, the one thing I would say is give it another 6 months. And in about 6 months, if it's not any better, and, you know, look at the situation, and then you're going to have to make a decision. But I would give it at least another 6 months.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. No problem. Yeah, I wouldn't give up on it yet. I just feel like, you know, that this can be worked out. So I'd give it another 6 months. After that, then you're going to have to make some decisions. Okay. And hopefully they're positive decisions. I hope that this works out. But, you know, I'd give it another 6 months. 615. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How can I help you?
Hi. I'm sorry. What did you say?
I said, how can I help you?
Oh, I want to find out if you had any messages from Spirit for me or anything about relationships.
Okay. Are you in a relationship right now?
Not really. It's kind of complicated.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah, I think sometimes relationships can become complicated. And I think that a lot of times we make them that way. We complicate them sometimes. And I'm not saying that that's what's happening in this case, but I feel like that a lot of times our brain can complicate things and make things happen. I will tell you that the relationship that you're looking at right now, I'm going to tell you that, you know, I feel like that there's somebody else out there. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't have a friendship with this person or anything like that, but I don't feel like that this is the person that you're going to spend the rest of your life with. You know, enjoy yourself right now, have fun, but I don't feel like that this is going to be that relationship for you. But I do feel like that somebody who is coming into your path, I would say by the end of the year, that it's going to be more of a long-term relationship, but I would say more in the end of this year and then more into next year. Does that make any sense to you? Does Does that help, I hope?
Okay, I just want to clarify.
Okay.
So the person that I'm looking at now, you're saying end of year for them or end of year for someone else that's coming?
I feel like there's somebody coming in at the end of the year for you. You know, now that doesn't mean, you know, this relationship that I see coming up, of course, there's going to have to be some time to develop a friendship, you know, stuff like that. You know, they're just not going to come and sweep off your feet and marry you at the end of the year. That's not going to happen. but I do feel, and we don't want that to happen. That would be way too fast. Okay, but I would say that there is somebody else coming in for you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Hopefully that helps. All right.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. We still have open lines, actually, for the first time throughout the whole show. 347-327. Okay, let's do that again. 347, like I said, my energy, I don't know, is all over the place at the moment. 347-327-9316. All right. Let's go ahead and let's talk about steps to forgiving yourself. Okay. I'm reading this from www.wikiow.com/forgive yourself. Okay. Number one, understanding the importance of forgiveness. Living in a state of being unable to forgive requires a lot of energy. It takes a lot of energy to not forgive. A whole bunch of energy. You are constantly chewed up by fear of your vulnerability, burning with anger, with the source of pain, and living with the constants of sadness, hurt, and blame. The energy deserves to be put to better use so that your creativity and abilities are fed, not your negativity. Okay. Forgiving also allows you to live in the present instead of the past. I want to focus on that really quick. Forgiveness allows you to live in the present moment, in this now moment. A lot of you listening to me right now are still living in the past, either living with past regrets, you know, all those what ifs that we do to ourselves. And what we really need to do is to let go of all the what ifs and go into the now and ask Spirit to help us live in the now. Let us live in the present so we can go on into the future and we have that wonderful life that we really are wanting to have. But unforgiveness towards ourselves, in a lot of ways, in my opinion, keeps us trapped into our past. And if we're trapped into our past, then we're in a box. And if we're in a box, then we can't move around and we can't go anywhere. Make sense? So forgiveness also allows you to live in the present, like I just said, and instead of the past, which means that you can move into your future. Spirit wants you to move into your future, not stay stuck in your past. With a renewed sense of purpose, focus on change, improvement, and building on experience rather than being held back by past hurts. A lot of us, you know, have hurt others in some way or another. Maybe you're feeling that today. Maybe your brain is just chewing you up and spitting you out and saying, hey, you know what? And I feel like somebody listening to me right now, for years and years, you have just been beat up with mistakes in your past. The one thing that I would tell you is ask Spirit to help you move past that. All right? Some people are afraid to forgive themselves because they fear losing their sense of self that has been built on the back of anger, resentment, and vulnerability. In this case, ask yourself if that anger, easily hurt, and reactive person is the identity you've keen to show the world and live with. Is the security of this mode of thinking worth the effort and harm it is causing you? It is better to have a small time of insecurity as you find your way again than to continue to continue a lifetime of bogged down in anger. A lot of us, we get into that place of anger. We start identifying with that. We think that that's us, and that is not us. That's a part of us, but it's not us. And it puts us in a place of resentment and a place of vulnerability. And one thing that I would ask you today, and the one thing that Spirit wants to ask you today, is why are we doing that to ourselves? But a lot of times, that's all we've known. A lot of us have been stuck in the past for so much time of our lives, wallowing up in that stuff that's happened to us or that we've did, that we just keep beating ourselves up over day in and day out. And the one thing that Spirit wants to ask you today is, why are we doing this? Because we feel secure there. That's what we know. That's the only thing that we've known. And so when we step out to an unknown, we have that insecurity. But that insecurity of stepping out of that anger and that resentment and all that stuff that you're in right now, that little insecurity feeling is only going to last for a minute, and then you're going to be in a better place. And when you want to be in a better place, see forgiveness in a positive light. If you're bothered that forgiving suggests that you shouldn't experience strong feelings such as resentment and anger, try viewing it as a chance to feel strong, positive feelings such as joy, generosity, and faith in yourself. A lot of you listening to my voice right now, unfortunately, are in a place of not forgiving yourself. I just feel like that there's somebody listening to me right now that you need to forgive yourself. You just, you know, your brain keeps bringing this up and beating you up with it. And the only way that you're going to take back your power is to take back your power. And it's within your power to do that through the Spirit within you. Wouldn't you rather feel, instead of feeling all that resentment, all that anger, wouldn't you rather feel joy and generosity and faith in yourself? Now, a lot of us here, you know, we don't know. You know, when I started really learning about unconditional love, it was so foreign to me. Even when I began to even forget about unconditional love, let's just talk about love. I didn't have love for myself. I didn't feel like anybody loved me. I didn't feel like that there was even any reason for me to be here. So I had some really strong feelings, and I had a whole bunch of stuff inside of me that was causing that, and I didn't understand what love is. I didn't understand that, and so it scared me, because it goes back to that security. It goes back to knowing, okay, I know what anger feels like. I know what hate feels like. I understand those emotions. But I don't understand joy. I don't understand happiness. I don't understand love. And it's scaring the daylights out of me, because I don't understand it. I've never experienced it. When I really started loving myself, it was a very strange feeling for me. But I'm glad that I have that in my life now. So one thing I'll tell you, just be easy with yourself through all this. Okay? It's a process. Number two. We got to hurry up, because we're not going to get through all these otherwise. Take into action the challenges raised by not forgiving yourself. Not only do you allow yourself to remain stuck in the past, but not forgiving yourself takes a huge toll on your emotional and your physical health. Inability to forgive is sourced from anger and resentment, two emotions that can wreak havoc with your health. A lot of you are having health issues. Not every health issue, please listen, not every health issue is caused by emotions, but a lot of them are. Numerous studies have shown that people stuck in constant anger are more prone to disease and illness than people who can learn to forgive both themselves and others. Always remember that forgiving doesn't equal forgetting. You're entitled to learn by experience and be guided by that experience. It's about leaving aside the resentment and self-inflicted berating that comes with remembering. Okay, forgiving yourself doesn't mean that you forget. We learn from our mistakes. At least I hope we do. Forgiving yourself just breaks that cycle that you're stuck in. Number three, accept your emotions. Part of the struggle is often being unable to accept that you are experiencing such emotions as anger, fear, resentment, and vulnerability. Instead of trying to avoid facing these negative emotions, accept them as a part of what is fueling your lack of self-forgiveness. A problem named as a problem ready to be tackled. Last night, I was in meditation. And there's something that I need to do to help me get unstuck, because I'm stuck in a certain place right now emotionally, and I know that. And I've been not wanting to deal with this, but I know that I have to deal with it to get me into a higher place, into another higher vibration. And that happens a lot of times. Spirit brings things to our mind to show us that, okay, I got to get rid of this, and then I'll move up a little higher in the vibration level. Okay? Number four, really quick here. Reflect on why you're trying to hold yourself to a higher standard than anyone else around you. Perfectionists can cause you to hold too high a standard for your own behavior. Everybody in life, please listen, everybody in life makes mistakes. As long as your spirit being is housed in a human body, you are imperfect. You are not going to be perfect in this human form. But you can keep continuing reaching for a higher level, reaching for a higher goal. But we got to lighten up on ourselves. And a lot of this comes from other people. You know, I'm a perfectionist in a lot of areas of my life. But I also know that I don't want to get stuck in that. Okay? Because when you're a perfectionist, you don't think you can do anything right. But you can. Just lighten up on ourselves a little bit. Let's not be so hard on ourselves. You know, it's okay to make mistakes. Right? It's not okay to stay there, but it's okay to make those mistakes. Number five, let go of other people's expectations for you. If you're stuck in a spiral of self-hate, never feeling good enough because of things that were once said to you, self-forgiveness is essential. You have no control. Please listen. You have no control over what other people do and say. And many things are said and done unconsciously, often motivated by the other person's own shortcomings. Okay, I'm not making excuses for everybody in our world, but everybody in our world, including yourself, we're not perfect. We are going to say things at times to one another that we should not say to one another. But we are going to make those mistakes. Maybe we're going to do something that we, you know, a lot of times people hurt us, or we, you know, take that hurt because we misinterpret something. I've done this many times in my life. Somebody's action, and, you know, maybe they didn't call me, you know, when I thought they should call me. And then I think, okay, well, they're mad at me. Then I think, okay, why are they mad at me? You know, maybe I'm not a good person, and on and on and on and on and on. Let's stop doing that. You know, The only opinion that really matters is the opinion of spirit, and the opinion of spirit is this towards you. They love you without any doubt, without any reservation, without any judgment. They love you. Okay. I had a friend one time. They had a dad, and that dad set a lot of unreasonable expectations for this person's life. And you know, this person just tried to reach them and reach them and reach them and reach them and just couldn't. You know, no matter how hard they tried, it just wasn't good enough. Just wasn't good enough. unfortunately, my friend knew that they could never live up to the expectations of the other person. They just had a hard time forgiving themselves, and they just didn't understand, you know, that they were okay. And my friend took their life because they could not live up to the expectations of others. Let's not lose another life to that. Okay. Number six, stop punishing yourself. There's a frequent misunderstanding that forgiveness equals to forgiving or condoning. This misunderstanding can lead a person to feel that it's not right to forgive oneself, because in the process of doing so, it's acting to an act of forgetting or condoning the past wrong. If this is the factor preventing you from forgiving yourself, keep in mind that forgiveness is a process of mindfulness in which you continue to remember what happened, and you do not condone something that was wrong as suddenly right. It is perfectly fine to say, I am not proud of what I've done or how I've devalued myself, but I'm moving on for the sake of my health and well-being and those around me. Affirming this is healthy and allows you to break the cycle of self-harm you've fallen into, because you openly acknowledge what was wrong and the intention to set it right from now on. A lot of times in our lives, I think that that's what's holding us back from forgiving, not just ourselves, but forgiving others. Because we think in some way that is saying that it was okay. No, that wasn't okay. We acknowledge that either we made a mistake that hurt somebody else or somebody hurt us. It's okay to say, okay, I remember that. But it's okay to also say, you know what, I'm sorry, I messed up, I screwed up, and I'm sorry. Do you know the word I'm sorry is really hard for a lot of people? Especially when we say it to yourself. Number seven. Practice self-acceptance. You don't need forgiveness for being you. Forgiving yourself is also targeted to specific things that you feel bad about, not about the person you are, okay? The person you are right now is awesome. I had a friend one time. They made a really big, big, huge mistake in their life. And they had a preacher visit them one time, and the preacher said to them, yeah, the one that I'll tell you is what you did and who you are not the same. I want you to hear that again. They told my friend that, you know, what they did and who they are not the same thing. I think a lot of times we take our mistakes as our identity, and we got to stop doing that to ourselves. Our mistakes are not our identity. I'll say that again. Our mistakes are not our identity. Our identity is that we are a spiritual being housed in a human body, and that is who we are, and that's who we will always be, and that is our identity, and that is the identity that we need to work from and we need to live in more and more every single day of our lives. But the one thing that I will tell you is forgiving yourself is about targeting those specific things that you feel bad about. Maybe today you did something a long time ago to somebody that you're really sorry for. And you need to forgive yourself. That is not who you are. It is something that you did. You know, the one thing that I hate to see is when I'm in a store, and this makes me so mad that I want to say something, and my spirit guide has to get out 18 rolls of duct tape and duct tape my mouth shut, because I want to say something when I hear this. It makes me so mad. When I hear somebody telling their little kid, their little kid made a mistake, and they say, you're a bad person. Makes me so mad when I hear that. Because our mistakes and our goofs and our imperfections is not our identity. They are things that might be wrong with us at the moment, but they are not our identity. Number eight, think about what will improve in your life if you can release yourself and how to bring this into fruition. How much better would you feel if you could forgive yourself? As part of forgiving yourself, it's usually not enough to simply resolve to forgive yourself. Doing things to confirm the forgiveness process will help you to realize your self-forgiveness and to give you a new sense of purpose. Some of the things you might like to consider doing include taking up meditation. Meditation is an ideal way to find inner quiet, spiritual self-realization, and physical relaxation. All right. I can't get my tongue untangled there. All right. It will allow you to take time out. The key to me self-loving myself again and to really find myself, the only thing that really helps me is meditation, because it is when I go into my true self, it is when I go into center, it is when I realize who I really am. It's through meditation. Affirm your self-worth. Remind yourself regularly that you are a valued, a beautiful person, and say simply, I forgive myself, or I will no longer let anger eat away at me. Every single day, I wake up in the morning, and the first thing that I say is, Michael, I love you. Every single morning. And throughout the day, I tell myself, man, Michael, you're smart. Man, Michael, you're awesome. Man, Michael, you're a great person. But there was a time in my life I couldn't say those kind of things. It took a process. It took meditation. It took me trusting spirit. Keeping a diary. Write down your journey to forgiveness. You know, my journey to forgiveness for myself started a long time ago, but it's not over. There are still things that I forgive myself for, and there are things that pop up that I need to forgive myself for. Seek therapy if you think it's necessary. There's good counselors out there. There are people out there that you can talk to beside a psychic that could help. Number nine, see forgiveness as a journey, not a destination. Okay, forgiveness is a journey. It's a journey every single day that I go on. Okay. If you're liable to thinking that you're unable to get to self-forgiveness, you may be sabotaging your chance of even starting the forgiveness journey. The forgiveness journey takes one step, my friend. It just says, hey, you know what? I'm going to love myself no matter what. Those are your nine steps to forgiving yourself. Hopefully that helps. Let's take some calls that came in. Let's start with 253. You've been waiting for a minute. Hi.
Hi. It's Holly. How are you?
I'm good, Holly. How can I help you?
Oh, I just called because there's no callers. Just something happy that's going to happen next. I know I need to work on the forgiveness, but I'd rather just have a happy reading.
Well, hey, you know, Holly, they say that we'll get to your happy reading here in a minute, but they say that the first step is realizing. And you realize that you need to forgive yourself, and that's a huge step. You recognize that, okay?
That's okay.
That's Take that, because you're getting ready to start your journey. You're just not there yet. Okay. But but the one thing to realize that's a good thing. Yep. Money.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I see money coming to you.
Say it again. You're breaking up a little.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The 1st of May.
Oh. Well, that's exciting.
That is exciting. And the one thing is, and I feel like that you're also going to feel your brother more and more and more and more and more around you. And that's a good thing, too. And so you're one thing that I'm excited about you, Holly, is that your gifts are getting ready to really start coming up here. You're gonna start seeing things, hearing things, feeling things. They're really gonna start popping here as you go out April into May. Definitely see that for you. I only see good things coming into your path, and so hopefully that helps. But I don't see anything I'm concerned about at this moment. You need to work on yourself, and that's a good thing. And just ask your angels to help you with that process. I don't see anything that I'm concerned about.
I could hear my brother yesterday.
Awesome.
I know. Because he's very direct and blunt and says a few cuss words, so I knew it was him.
Yeah, I always tell people, there's always something that that it's your loved one, either a smell or, a way that they talked.
Yeah.
Know that it's them. And there's no doubt. A lot of times what's happening with us, Holly, is I don't think that a lot of people are trusting our intuition. And, our brain has told us that we can't trust ourselves. But we can trust what's inside of us, because it's the spirit within us. And the spirit within us is pure and holy and move us forward. But I appreciate you calling in.
Okay. Have a great week.
Yeah.
Bye.
Let's go ahead and talk to 360. Oh, hold on. Everybody jumped and I pushed the wrong button here. So let's, now let's go back up to 360 here. Hi.
Hi, this is 360. It's Sandra. How are you, Michael?
Hi, Sandra. How can I help you today?
Oh, I just tuned into your show and love your subject. And I prefer my little messages cold, but if you need a question, I can figure one out really quick.
Well, let's go ahead and let's see what the cards have to say to you today.
Okay.
And let's just see what's, there might be something that Spirit wants you to know about. I think there is, actually. The really cool card, I love this card, and it's the message card, and on the bottom of it, positive news, positive outcome. I think it's time for you to have some positive stuff in your life. Does that make any sense? I feel like that. Okay, I'm going to go out, and I don't know what this is, but they're saying that within a week, next week, you're going to hear from somebody they haven't heard from in a while, and there's going to be a positive step forward in that relationship. I don't know if this is romantic, a friend, family. I don't know that, but there is something that needs to be taken care of, and I feel like that this is on the subject that we're talking about. I feel like that maybe there's some forgiveness that needs to take place here. But I feel like that they are going to tell you that they're sorry. I feel like that this is somebody that's either wronged you in the past, maybe you even forgot about it. I've had that happen to me. Contact me and say, "Well, Michael, I'm sorry." And I was like, "Okay, sorry for what? I don't remember that." Because I've moved on, and they're still stuck there. And so, I've moved on, and like, okay, yeah, I forgive you. I've moved on past that a long time ago. Positive news, positive outcome. That is definitely in your path, and that's a good thing. Lost love, the bottom of the card talks about surrender, healing, and release. I feel like that there's still some emotional stuff from your past. I feel like maybe in your childhood, I keep seeing your childhood. So you might really want to look at there. Is there anything back there that still might be lingering around in your emotion part of you?
I don't know what it is, but
okay.
A couple of people have told me the possibility of something.
Okay. Yeah. I would really look at that. Ask your angels to help you heal that. I think a lot of your hurt is on your subconscious mind, and your subconscious mind is reacting to things, and you're not even aware that that hurt is there. So what you do on this is you ask your angels to help heal that, and they can help heal those things, even if we're not aware of them, because our body and our mind is aware of them. So you can ask your angels to help you with that, because I feel like it's in your subconscious, and I feel like that there's some past life issues that you deal with as well, from a past life that needs healed. So angels can help you with that, and hopefully that helps.
Excellent, Michael. I think you are very accurate.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it so much. You have a great day.
You too. God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. We're going to have to go close my phone lines. My phone lines are closed for the rest of the day. I do appreciate all the callers that have called in. You guys are awesome. You guys rock, actually. And I count it an honor and a privilege to know you, because you guys are just really super. The one thing that I want to recap, you know, today we were talking about forgiving ourselves. One time in my life, like I said, there was a time in my life I didn't really like Michael. I didn't really care about me. But I didn't know why. I didn't know why I didn't like me. You know, I think a lot of times we know that we don't like ourselves, but we don't know the why of why we don't like ourselves. And for me, it had to do with that I needed to forgive somebody, and I needed to forgive myself. I needed to release. I needed to let go. And I thought if I let go, then that was saying, okay, that was right. And it wasn't right for the person to hurt me. But I was so much underneath that control still, even years after this happened, that I thought, what the heck? What is eating me up? What is this cancer inside of me? Because anger and resentment is like a cancer. It starts out little, and then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and until your whole body is eaten up with it. That you even look in the mirror, and you look in the mirror and you go, man, I don't even know who this person is. I woke up one time in my life, and in a lot of ways, and I looked in the mirror one day, and the reflection of the person in that mirror was not a person that I liked or I wanted to be any longer. And when I looked in the mirror and I saw that reflection, and I thought, I don't even know that person. I don't want to know that person. Spirit says, are you ready? I'm going to say that again. When I was looking at the reflection of the person that I had become but I didn't like, I heard a voice that says, are you ready? And I said, ready for what? And Spirit said, ready to change, ready to let go, ready to move forward. Are you ready? So I'm asking you that question today. Are you ready? Are you ready to forgive yourself for anything that you've done wrong? Unforgiveness towards you, my friend, is only holding you back from all of the potential that's inside of you right now, just waiting to bust out. You are a storehouse right now of potential that could turn our planet upside down, and the negative energies that have been controlling some of your thoughts, some of your things, want you to stay right where you are, do not want you moving forward, because they are afraid of you and afraid of the light inside of you. They will do everything in their power to keep you stuck. But if you're strong enough, if you're brave enough, and I know that you are, All you have to do is take that step forward. Take that step towards the journey of forgiving yourself. It's a journey. It's not a destination. It's a journey. It's like spiritually awakening. Spiritually awakening is not a destination, and I think that's why people get so frustrated, because they think that it's going to be a light bulb moment in their life, and it's a process, not a destination. Like I said earlier, forgiving myself is a daily process. Because I make mistakes. I say things sometimes that I don't like saying. But I also know that I have a tool that can help defeat that, and it's called I'm sorry. And I've had to say it a lot of times in my life. And I'll probably have to say it some more in my life. But it's a tool Spirit has given us to help or heal ourselves and to help us move a little higher on the spiritual realm. And it's saying, I'm sorry. And it's okay to say I'm sorry to yourself as well. I want you to pray this with me if you're wanting to, okay? You don't have to pray it if you don't want to, but I'm going to pray. And you can pray with me if you want, okay? Father and Mother God, I thank you that I'm on the journey to forgiveness. Father and Mother God, I want to say that I'm sorry for where I do make mistakes. Where I do mess up. I'm not perfect. And as long as I'm in this human form, I'm going to screw up every once in a while. But Father, Mother, God, I'm just really sorry. And I will do better. And I will try to learn from the mistakes that I've already made so I don't repeat the mistakes that I've already made. Let me learn the lessons that I was supposed to learn from those. And let me love myself a little deeper today. Let me love myself a little more today. Mother, Mother God, I thank you for the awesome person that I am. And I thank you for the awesome person that I'm becoming. And I thank you for your love. And I thank you for allowing me to love you and allowing me to love me. Because I rock, and I'm glad I rock. And Father, Mother, God, just continue to use me so I can help others become unstuck. Continue to use me to change the world, and to be the change I want to see in the world today. Let me live in the present and less in the past. Let me let go of the anger and resentment of the past, and let me live in the present moment of love and peace and joy and happiness and blessing and all that stuff. And maybe if I don't totally understand how to work in that, because it is foreign to me, teach me about it. Let me understand it so I can work in it better. Father, Mother, God, one more time, I just thank you for me. And I love all of me. Imperfections, flaws, all of me. I love all of me. And I accept all of me. And the things that maybe I don't like today, with your help, I know I can change them. I trust you to lead me forward on this journey. And I say namaste, and I say amen. We will be back here. What is today? Today's Tuesday, right? We will be back here tomorrow. Yeah, I know. 10 a.m. Central tomorrow. 10 a.m. Central. I will be reading, opening my mouth, and sharing whatever Spirit wants me to share. I don't really usually have notes. I don't have any idea, you know, from day to day what I'm going to teach until that day. You know, Spirit just says, Michael, go and put your headset on and turn on your computer and open your mouth and we will fill it. So it's a journey. It's a process in life. And I'm glad that I get to share my journey with you and you share your journey with me. And we'll get there, okay? Like I said, we hold on for just a minute. We're going to go to a short music break, and we'll be right back. Live radio. You gotta love it. Alright, sorry about the interruption, but, you know, live radio is live radio. And we move forward with it. You know, one thing that I'm learning from interruptions with live radio is patience. You know, again, it goes back to that perfection thing that a lot of us have. And I would think that everything should run smoothly and perfectly, and that's just not life. And once we realize that that's not life, we're going to not have so much stress. Life isn't perfect. Our world's not perfect. We're not perfect. We just have to learn to flow with the energy of that moment. And sometimes that's hard. But necessary. So flow today in whatever energy, you know, positive energy you want to flow in today. Let's say positive energy you want to flow in. And so let's do that. We are doing something for 7 days, 7 minutes, 7 seconds. It's over on my website at www.spirituallyawakening.com. If you go over there, if you go up and you find all the things that's over there, it says World Healing. If you click on that, it's going to take you to a page. A song starts playing over there. You can put pause. You can push the pause thing. And then you can read the instructions over there. And what we're doing is we're, for 7 minutes and 7 seconds, we're sending healing into our world. And we're directing Reiki energy onto our planet, onto every living being, every living thing. And as you send Reiki out of you, you get healing back, okay? And don't worry, Reiki energy only goes where it's needed. And more than ever, our world needs healing and needs Reiki energy flowing through it on a daily basis. So do this with me for 7 days. We started on Sunday, but you can do it for 7 days, no matter when you start. But we've been doing it since Sunday. And so you can check that out, www.spirituallyawakening.com. Also over there, you can set up a reading with me if you would like to get a reading with me. And I do have time to set up full readings today. I do have some time scheduled for today if you want. www.spirituallyawakening.com. The website for the show is www.spirittalkradio.net. My email address, if you would like to contact me, is insightswithmichael spiritualawakeningsradio@ymail.com. Also, you can write us at spiritualawakenings@gmail.com. All right. Yesterday, we had an awesome guest. Check out the show if you want to. Adam Fulmore was with us yesterday. And then we had a channel message that came through on Sunday. If you haven't heard that channel message that came through on Sunday's program, go to our show page and look it up and listen to it. Okay, it does say channel message. I think it's actually the featured show over there right now. So check it out over there at Blog Talk Radio. All right? All right. We're done. Thank you so much for being you. And I'll be me, and together we'll get there, okay? Like I said, we'll be here tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central. Tell your friends. Stay safe if you're in the path of the storm system that is moving across our Earth at the moment. Keep your head up. Don't go into a place of fear. Always go into a place of faith. All right? Always. All right. See you guys tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Bye-bye.
Put a smile on your face, you're gonna chase those blues away.